But it was a coincidence that must have given Orwell a sad, ironic satisfaction, for there are those who have argued that, looked at in a wider historical context, the first atomic bombs were aimed at a quite different political target which had nothing to do with the Japanese War. And there are others who have convinced themselves that Animal Farm was also aimed at a political target, the same one. Orwell himself might perhaps have admitted to agreeing with both interpretations, but he would also surely have argued that this personal enemy was no single individual or government. It was the system of the world capable of producing and using atomic bombs. In this case, the coincidence of August 1945 was even more remarkable. Disciples of Professor Toynbee, yet unborn, may well point to it as one of history's most striking conjunctions of challenge and response. These are early days to claim that the pen is mightier than the atomic bomb, but Orwell would not have flinched from the confrontation. It is not much more than 100 years since Bulwer Lytton discovered for us that the pen is mightier than the sword, already then an obsolescent weapon, and even that only beneath the rule of men entirely great, a sufficiently rare state of affairs. In the last 100 years, enough has happened to justify us in believing that the pen's response to the challenge of force is at least not ludicrous and hopeless. Indeed, it is perhaps the one serious hope we have. Certainly it would not have seemed ludicrous to Sir Winston Churchill to have spoken in the context of 1945 of a book instead of a bomb, for the pen has always been the first weapon in his armoury. And with it he won the most crucial victory in the history of our race, in the battle that was joined with the words, "We shall defend our island whatever the cost may be." Sir Winston had the advantage, it is true, though it is also true that he furnished that advantage himself, of proving Bulwer's epigram in the exact conditions required by Bulwer's qualifying line. George Orwell had come to doubt before he died, at any rate when he wrote 1984, whether those conditions would ever be seen on Earth again. But there is no doubt whatever that it was a purpose of the same kind that Orwell was setting himself to achieve by his writings, and especially when he wrote Animal Farm. If the book itself had left any doubt of the matter, Orwell dispelled it in an article which he called Why I Write, a few years later. Every line of serious work that I have written since 1936 has been written, directly or indirectly, against totalitarianism. Animal Farm was the first book in which I tried, with full consciousness of what I was doing, to fuse political purpose and artistic purpose into one whole.